Here we go.
You're tampering with powers reserved to God.
Well, I was joking! Don't you know a joke when you hear one?
What you are doing is mad. It is diabolic.
Alive! It's alive! It's alive!
What's going on, everybody? That's right, we're back again. I'm Jesse Shadoos, and the only man I know with a beard as big as his heart.
David Ward!
That's right, and we're going to kick a little bit of that Christmas podcast action for you. That's right. Merry Christmas, motherfuckers. How are you?
Hell yeah. Love Christmas. My favorite.
Christmas is a great holiday, man. I hope you guys are spending it with your family, your friends, and your loved ones, and those who mean the most to you, because that's truly what this season's all about.
You know it. That's why I'm here with you right now.
Dude, good times.
Exactly.
Right now, the beer of the night, we're going to give the beer of the night. The beer of the night is Sam Adams Winter Lager. Sam Adams Winter Lager. It's just better than the beer you're drinking.
It's classier, too.
It is classier, because it's like, you know, there's an old guy on there, and he's got a beer stein, and he's got, like, some sort of bird trying to fly. I don't know what's going on there. Hold on. We're getting a message right now. This just in, we're getting a live feed from North Korea. Holy shit, dude.
Whoa, we're popular.
Right? Those guys must have heard something. Hold on. We're gonna go to that live feed right now.
Newsbreak.
This grief really speaks to my heart.
That Rachel, she went hot little piece of ass. Oh yeah.
In the smoking room, they smell of wine and cheap perfume. I seen the girl parts too. For a smile, they can share the night. It goes on and on and on.
What? What the hell's the meaning of this, asshole? I'll kill your whole family.
Excuse me, sir. I thought I told you. No interruptions while I am watching the Glee.
I'm sorry, sir. I didn't mean to, 1,000 pardons, to interrupt your glee time, but it would seem that we have a message. Apparently, some podcast host from Orlando, Florida has hashtagged a Kim Jong is a bitch.
Hashtag Kim Jong a bitch? I know bitch. Who the guy?
It seems he's a podcaster from the show, Yeah, I Said It.
Oh, Yeah, I Said It. I like that show. That's a shame. I like those guys. For now, I am going to have to kill them.
Listen, let me tell you something, Kim Jong-un. You are a bitch.
A big one.
A big, nasty, sweaty, hairy vag of a bitch. Yes, you are. Let me get right to the heart of why this is such a bad thing that we've done as a nation, allowing this movie to be canceled. First, let me say, I feel bad for Seth Rogen and for James Franco for making something that they took pride in and had joy making and knew that we were going to get good laughs off of it. Thank you for your art and your craft work. Sorry that Sony doesn't have the fucking balls to say, we're going to bring this movie out, we're going to do it on VOD, we're going to do it whatever we got to do, this movie's coming out. And they don't have it, you know. And it's not just the fact, David, that, like, you know, Sony canceled this movie, The Interview, but that it sets a precedent for other nations or even terror organizations that if they don't like something in our culture, whether it be it's a movie this time, a comedy, what if it's like the Avengers? What if somebody takes issue with something like that just to do it so we'll pull it? Or what if it's a video game next or a comic book or a book or, you know, a song? When's it going to stop? What's happened is what Sony has done is cowardice, and they've kowtowed when even Homeland Security said there were no credible threats.
I mean, you got to realize it's a domino effect. There's right. If it's one thing, it can happen to anything. Yep. They didn't back down, and I've seen a lot of stuff on the internet, people calling out other movies that caused a lot of issues, like Red Dawn.
Yeah.
God, there's multiple. Well, so I can't remember.
It brings to mind one movie real quickly that we both enjoy and a lot of people have seen, and it's Trey Parker's Team America.
Yeah, Team World America. Police. I love that movie.
Now you're gonna tell me though that North Korea doesn't have a problem with that movie.
Oh, they do.
But now they have a problem with an assassination attempt on Kim Jong-un.
And they actually Team America. There's a movie theater in Texas.
Right.
That was going to air Team America instead of, you know, instead of the interview, and Paramount Pictures backed out. They bitched out
too.
You see,
this is what I'm talking about. And this is where we're letting them win. And I realized that the theaters weren't going to show this movie because of the threats. And I realized that was Sony's reaction was reactionary to that because they didn't see any way that the movie was going to make money if nobody was going to show it. And, you know, like, we talked earlier today about how President Obama even said, hey, you guys should have called me first before you did this. And that's all well and good, but I do see Sony's point where, you know, hey, we didn't really, what were we going to do?
I blame Sony, but I also blame the movie theaters.
Yeah.
Because they, before Sony even pulled it, they were like, well, we're not going to show it. We're not even going to give it a shot. We're not going to maybe increase security at the movie theaters.
No.
Because I don't know about the ones in near the Summerfield area, but in Ocala,
yeah.
You go on a Friday, Saturday, Sunday night when a lot of people are there. There's a policeman. He's, you know, there's a guy stationed outside. And this was before any of the awful shootings.
Right.
This was before anything awful.
It's true.
Just that there's a lot of fucking people. And so shit's going to go awry.
Right.
So they just have protection. They couldn't even bother to do that. They just gave up. And that's, I mean, I'm sorry, I get heated.
And I'm right there with you. You know, if Sony, you need to stand behind your product. I understand saying you're not going to release it because the theaters won't. But here's the thing, you know, you should have had options available right then. You should have been VODing it. You should have immediately given it to Netflix. To Hulu.
They
to
own whoever, Crackle, for fuck's
right,
sake.
Right. To whoever would have played it. And honestly, the theaters, you know what, dude? These guys are hackers, okay? They're good at hacking your computers. These guys are not people that are going to carry out 9/11 style threats. And to every theater in the country, the fact that you even thought that was credible at all, that any organization, no matter how powerful, unless they were another government, could carry out that many simultaneous attacks. Which brings me to the point that, yeah, okay, it is North Korea. It's another government. But North Korea can only attack us from far away.
Oh, yeah. They don't have the... I mean, even like months ago, there was a bunch of news reports that Kim Jong-un hadn't even been seen in public in months.
Because he's a pussy. And
they all thought he was dead.
This is my point, is that Kim Jong-un is a giant, gaping pussy. He's like that chick that fucked the 500 dudes, Houston. Yeah, it was Houston, right? That fucked the 500 guys in one video, like a super orgy. Yeah, Kim Jong-un is that loose of a pussy, okay? Because, you know, he can't get his rockets over here yet. He's a little impotent in that respect.
I mean, you gotta. Have you not seen all the pictures of him with his computer that will help him launch all the missiles? Because it looks like a fucking Atari. Like it's bulky. It doesn't. I doubt that thing.
He pulls out a 5.5 floppy. Rook out, America. We're gonna fuck you up. He's got his IBM Tandy 486 fired up with his modem.
Oh, man. I mean, that thing probably had 256 megs of RAM.
if that. Let's put it this way, okay? North Korea is not a real threat other than hacking, okay? They've managed to feed somebody long enough in their country to learn how to use a computer. that's basically what it is. And the fact that we're sitting here placidly with our dicks hanging limp instead of firing back at these self-righteous pricks is beyond me. This is what I'm talking about right now. This is America. Defend our culture, Sony. Defend our right to say what we want, because in essence, that is what's really at stake here, is freedom of speech, and for us to be able to, as a nation, promote our own culture and our own ideas and our own ideals in a free space.
Yeah.
Without kowtowing to these useless fucking slanty-eyed rice-eating communists. Fuck you, Kim Jong-un. We're not going to let you ruin our Christmas.
Never.
No.
I mean, that... fuck. I'm sorry. I get heated, and then I go off topic.
We're going to have a great Christmas.
Yeah.
And despite this movie not coming out, there's a lot of really cool stuff coming out, and that's going to be awesome. But you know what? If you don't go to the movie theater that day, awesome. You want to know why? Because you're spending even more quality time with your family, and that's super important this holiday season. But you know what else is important this holiday season, David?
What's that, Jesse?
Christmas music.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Now, listen, Christmas music lifts the soul, and, you know, I don't believe in a soul, but you do, so it's all good. It's lifting something somewhere for somebody. So.
Jeez.
Oh, man. That being said, there's a little reindeer that never said he couldn't, because that dude had a giant fucking dick. Ladies and gentlemen, Rudolph, the big dick reindeer.
You know Dasher, Pole Dancer, Naked Prancer, and Vixen. Come drop and Cupid, Sperm Donor, and Dixon. But do you the most willing out reindeer of all? Rudolph the big dick reindeer had a very, very big schlong, and if you ever saw it, you would say, damn, it's long. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names, because they knew that Rudolph stuck it to their reindeer dames. Oh, and then one funky Christmas Eve, Miss Claus came to say, she said, Rudolph, with your great big schlong, won't you tap this all night long? And then how the reindeer loved it, and I shouted out with glee, oh Rudolph, you big dick bastard, Mrs. Claus gave you an STD. Guitar. They just got a little bit of dick envy, Rudolph, that's all. Miss Claus came and said, she said, Rudolph, with your great big schlong, won't you tap this all night long? Yeah, then how the reindeer loved him. Oh, and I shouted out with glee, oh, Rudolph, you big dick bastard, Miss Claus give you an STD. Oh, Rudolph, you big dick bastard, Miss Claus gave you in this evening. Wrap that shit up, Rudolph. Real talk.
That's right, Rudolph. You've got to wrap that shit up, dude. Seriously.
You have a gift. A gift that... I've told you this before, Jesse.
Yeah.
That you have a gift that... And I mean, I've established, I believe, I'm kind of the straight man in this friendship.
Pretty much, yeah.
You know, I'm a lot more by the book. You're a lot more unruly.
I've never read the book.
You're right. I mean, hey. But I mean, you just have a gift of making someone so uncomfortable.
Well, you know, it...
Even though it's funny. Like, I mean, I think you're a hilarious person, but...
I'm not for everybody, and that's fine, you know, and this Christmas special is going to get a lot crazier, especially music-wise.
So just letting you know, folks,
that if you have kids or elderly people that are even within 10 feet of you, you should probably abstain from the Christmas song portion of this podcast.
But once again, you pour your heart and soul into this, which I love. You work hard.
I do. I love...
And he did all this without me. I didn't write anything. He just does it off the top of his dome.
I love doing parodies. And I would like to say... I would like to think of myself as, like, the dirtiest Weird Al Yankovic. You know? Because credit where credit is due, I couldn't do what I did without Weird Al.
Like, a lot less polka, but...
A lot less polka, but, I mean, I grew up listening to that. So that also definitely inspires... my parodies and me wanting to do them. It's just something fun to do, and I like doing it. And by the way, we will have this whole Christmas album for sale. I'm not sure how.
Yeah.
We're going to do that yet.
We'll figure it out.
But we'll figure it out, and it will be for sale on the Uber cheap. I'd say, $2 is a fair price?
Yeah, $2.
$2 is good.
So, Jesse doesn't know I'm going to talk about this.
What's up?
Me and your girlfriend were talking about it. It's talking about the straight man and you being the, you know, not by the book.
Right.
Being someone that, because Christmas, and this is what this is all about. We love Christmas.
Oh, yeah, I think Christmas is great.
Jesse is probably one of the people I know that loves Christmas, like, over the top. This guy, if he could have 8 fucking Christmas trees in his house, he would. He loves lights.
That would actually be pretty... It'd be pretty cool.
I know, because you'd have a forest. I'd fucking go for that.
It'd be like the forest moon of Endor. I could have, like, literally, like...
A lot less Star Wars Christmas special, but...
Yes, well... God, that was so fucking bad.
So, but for someone... Because we've discussed this before back in the backlogs. You listeners, and I love it, that have been listening to the old stuff with Kamal, and I guest starred on some of them, but...
Right.
For me... Christmas means different to me because, I mean, I'm a believer.
Right.
I'm really chill, like, but, like, Christmas, I love Christmas. I know why I love Christmas, but whenever I met you and found out you loved Christmas, I mean, you're not a believer in any sense of the
word. No, and...
I wouldn't even say you're borderline militant atheist, but
I fall into the Dawkins camp pretty heavily.
But you love the fuck out of Christmas. Like, I've never met someone besides me and, you know, some of my friends that's just, like, all about it.
I love Christmas because of what Christmas means to me. Christmas means to me being able to spend great times and make great memories with my family and my close personal friends. And I like, you know, as I've gotten older, I like to give... a little bit more, you know, than I like to receive. I like to see the smiles.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm about.
Yeah. And so I don't think that, you know, you need to be a believer to be a believer in Christmas.
No, I agree with you.
And I think that that's cool. I think Christmas can be different things for different people, and just because we put a name on it, you know, and I don't care. If you know, like that whole Xmas versus Christmas debate, you know, say Christmas. Who gives a shit?
Just as long as you don't do Kwanzaa.
I mean, yeah. Well,
that's the last Christmas podcast you can go
right,
back there.
Yes, but literally, there's nobody that does Kwanzaa, man. You take a poll amongst Black Americans and see if anybody even knows. Kwanzaa's going to be somebody that they know down the street. You know, like, it's gonna be like, yeah, I know that dude Kwanzaa.
That might be just as borderline racist as the Stormtrooper joke last
you
go, week.
I bet you $10 there's a dude named Kwanzaa. You seriously don't think there is?
No, there probably is. You're right.
Come on.
But yeah, I mean, like, even this year, man, my mom and my adopted family, like my best friend's family, asked me what I want for Christmas. And I don't know what to say because literally the most excitement I get for Christmas is when I order shit for the presents and when I get people's presents, because I know that I spend so much time,
right,
you know, thinking about what they want. Dude, that I'm just ready to give it to
them. I know, and it's so much, like, absolute joy to see somebody go, oh, well, look, this person actually got something for me.
Yeah.
It's, that not only do I enjoy, but it also shows that they know who I am.
Yeah.
And that's to the heart of Christmas, and plus the food. I mean, Jesus.
Fucking A. We're chubby dudes. Yeah. I love food.
Hashtag Fat Life Christmas.
Yep.
Anyways.
We got to keep, guys, we got to keep hashtag Fat Life going.
Keep it going.
I mean, I don't know how many of you guys have Twitter, but get on it.
Get on hashtag Fat Life.
We'll start having where we put our Twitters on the
a different
on the show and stuff hashtag like that.
Fat Life every week. But I got something that I saw online, and I think it's pretty cool. It's the 12 strangest Christmas traditions. David, what do we got? Number one.
Well, number one is South Africa.
South Africa, huh?
I don't know too much about this one. I want to talk about number two so you can read,
Africa. This festive South African delicacy is not for the faint of heart. Ooh, Christmas Day locals. What does that say? Tuck into the deep-fried caterpillars of the emperor moth.
Nothing says delicious.
You know, I bet that tastes fucking cool as shit, though. And I'll tell you why. Because it's probably got a little crunch on the outside.
Yeah.
But on the inside, it probably tastes like fucking custard or something weird.
It's probably gooey as shit.
Because there was this tribe in South Africa, dude, and they ate these grub worms. And the guy on National Geographic goes, holy fuck.
Yeah.
This tastes like Bavarian cream. But gross.
Yeah. Like, I know it's a bug. As long as you fed it to me and I didn't know it was a bug. And it's deep fried. So.
Right, right.
This is probably my favorite strange Christmas tradition. Mm. I gotta say, this one, me and some people have talked about a lot.
Right.
It's in Austria. And Austrian children live in fear of Krampus.
Dude, listen. There's nobody more excited than me for Kevin Smith and Education Andy's Krampus movie,
because they're making it into a musical. It's gonna be great.
I didn't know it was gonna be a musical. I haven't caught that development in it yet. So, but I can't wait for that movie.
Krampus is a Christmas devil who's said to beat naughty children with branches. And there's some great, crazy fucking Austrian art of Krampus. Like, one is Krampus beating this kid while this little girl's like eating apples because she was a good kid and not bad. Like, it's fucking awesome.
So wait, she's sitting there eating apples?
Yeah, while
she
her brother's this, like, getting the fuck beat out of him with a stick.
Whoa.
I know.
That's pretty, damn it. You know, it's not a shock that the Holocaust happened over there in that area. It's just really not a shock. I mean, think about it. I mean, these people have some really horrible... He was like, oh, where did we put those 6 million Jews? I don't know.
So, number three, we have Catalonia.
Ah.
I couldn't point that out on a map. That's awful.
Dude, it's not, because I love geography, and Catalonia, Catalina wine mixer, I don't know. I don't
fucking
know where
Catalina wine mixer.
Wait, no, Catalina, damn it, I know where, I kind of know. But I don't know. Like, yeah. I couldn't say it right now if I wanted to. So what's the thing?
So we all know the scene of the nativity. Baby Jesus, right. Joseph, it's Mary.
Probably in Italy, Catalonia.
Three wise men, an angel,
right.
Star. Well, in Catalonia, they include cool the figure of Kaganer. I don't know if I'm saying that
Kaganer.
Right. Well, what do you think Kaganer is doing?
Sounds like he's eating a dick, Kaganer.
Well,
Kaganer.
So, Kaganer
he's eating a, he's
is
eating
probably a homeless
Christmas
man.
Yule log right down his throat.
He was probably a homeless man hanging outside the shack because it's a small figure of a defecating man.
Really?
Yeah. They just have him in their nativity. I guess he was in the bar.
He's just dropping a deuce
in the
corner.
Look at this picture right there. He's got a red helmet on.
He's like, we brought him frankincense and myrrh. And he goes, hold on. I got him something else. It's a fresh Duke for Jesus. Well, you had him in a manger, not me, motherfucker.
So we're gonna switch it up through these.
Moving right along to Japan.
right along to Japan. And this is great, because this to me seems very American.
Yes.
Very, very American.
What does? Japan, well, yes, they do.
Well, and in Japan, I guess KFC ran a powerful ad campaign in 1974.
Oh, no.
Evoked the spirit of Christmas.
Oh,
evoked
no.
Evoked how much family meant to KFC. And so apparently, KFCs are overwhelmed on Christmas Eve because it's like their Black Friday. Because Japanese people don't eat at home. They eat KFC on Christmas Eve.
That's awesome.
Like, they... I don't know if about you...
Oh, give me an 8-piece original recipe.
But on Black...
Thank you.
On Christmas Eve, the last place I want to eat is fucking KFC.
Right. Oh, you guys got the gravy bowl? Oh, that's so good.
That's some fucking advertising, man. How that's what, almost 30, 40 years later, people are still just like, well, I could cook
wandering
something
around
at home,
Hiroshima
but...
wondering what happened.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. All right. Whew.
I hope they got a little Nagasaki before they went out. Nagasaki. Anyways.
Oh,
all right, so what do we got? Venezuela? What goes on in Venezuela on Christmas?
Venezuelans attend mass in the run-up to Christmas. You know, the usual.
Right.
Apparently, their residents journey to mass on roller skates. It just kind of started happening.
Right.
All I see in my head, I don't know how many of you people out there have watched Reno 911.
Oh, God, dude. I'm one of my personal favorite Comedy
Central shows. I
know.
Like, that was quintessential
dude,
Comedy Central.
Officer Dangle
is fucking
so amazing.
Gold.
Terry, the gay
that's
guy.
What I think. The guy on roller skates. I just see a bunch of Terrys riding up to mass. And I mean, they're Catholics, so that kind of makes sense. But
I see a bunch of Hugo Chavez's doing, like, pirouettes on roller skates all the way into the church.
Oh, man.
Are the priests in there already?
Maybe.
Right.
Well,
if the altar boys are in there, you know where the priests are.
Yep. I can't even... You can't argue that.
Merry Christmas, Pope Francis.
Yeah.
You're a douche.
Moving right along. He's crazy.
He is crazy. He's a commie.
He is. He's a total... I wonder what Catholics think nowadays. Not to veer too far off of Christmas. But
okay, generally speaking, Catholics are very conservative, right?
Yeah.
And anti-abortion and whatever, and this Pope's like, we love the gays, we love the AIDS, we love the communists, hey. He's like, capitalism, it ain't so great, it's the root of all evil. What is this guy? I don't know what he does. Like,
I think he just became Pope and was like, fuck it. He's the first fuck it Pope.
He might be. You know, that's a great... Pope Francis. Fuck it.
That's his quote in the Vatican yearbook.
right next to Father McFeely hands.
And his is, you want some candy.
That's just pretend you're blowing out a candle for 20 minutes. It's all right.
Oh, God. That's great.
Okay, we gotta go. Czech Republic.
Czech Republic is... Apparently, they believe that in Christmas time,
mm-hmm.
This is for all the Uggos out there.
The Uggos?
Yeah, it gives you hope. An unmarried
so
woman...
So does a fleshlight. Temporary, though it may be. They got an appliance now where you can hook it up to your iPad.
No
fucking
way.
Have you seen it?
No.
They have a fleshlight appliance. It's basically like a shell for the iPad,
no.
And it plugs around it, and it protects it, but it also holds your fleshlight, so you could literally just be grabbing the sides of your tablet and fucking getting off, right? But here's what I want to know. Who the fuck's trying to watch the screen while it's shaking up and down?
Oh, God. That's awful.
I couldn't watch porn like that.
No, that's... You'd have to keep
unless
that
unless it was POV... How awesome would that be if it was POV?
That'd require
porn.
A lot of coordination.
No, because wouldn't it though? You'd have to match the dude's stroke and watch, and it'd be like your own dick going in there. But hey,
in theory, great. In practice, when your home button stops working, you'll know what's up. So unmarried women stand by a door, throw a shoe over their shoulder.
Yeah.
And if the toe is pointing towards the door, when it lands, they will get married in the next year. That's what they think. So if you're a really ugly woman, that gives you hope.
Right, but like, you know, it just says you're going to get married. But like, what if they're a really, really ugly woman with insanely high expectations?
Poor guys. That means one guy out there is fucked.
Which reminds me, there's something I was talking to my girlfriend about today. And this is a weird thing. It's not really Christmassy, but check this out, motherfuckers. Have you ever seen an athletic person, like a person that goes to the gym, they work out, they take care of their body, but they're still not attractive?
Yeah, that's sad.
It's a weird thing, though, isn't it? Like, you look at them and you go, you know, shit, they've defined everything and it still looks like shit. Like,
it's like watching old television on an HDTV. Right.
In fact, it's actually made them, some of them look worse because they looked good when they had a fat ass, then they toned it up and it looks horrible. It looks like the dents in Skeletor's skull on the sides of his temples.
Oh, God.
You know, it's just, it's horrible. And what do you say to somebody like that? Good on you. Nice job. You are a physically fit person. Would I fuck you? No, I'd throw you to the wolves. But at least you'd be able to put up a fight.
Some of the rest of these... oh, God. Right. Some of the rest of these are pretty tame.
Okay.
You know, they're pretty boring.
All right.
But
we've already trounced these. We're not tame at all in this podcast tonight. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, merry fucking Christmas.
Man. Oh. If you really want to be uber politically correct, I've got the exact way to say happy holidays without sounding like a fag. And I don't mean gay person, I mean a fag. So, here we go.
What is it?
Merry Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa.
I hate when people fucking say that.
Why?
Because, I mean, I get it, and it combines everything. I don't know where it started, I forgot.
I don't know where it started either, but I like it because it covers everything. And
I think that if you're just one of those assholes that doesn't want to say Merry Christmas, you just might as well like Festivus and suck it up.
I love Festivus, but I also don't want to say Happy Holidays. And Merry Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa kind of rolls off the tongue.
A little bit.
And it makes people that don't have any idea what you're talking about go, what the fuck's he talking about? Is this guy crazy?
I feel like that's part of, going back to Kim Jong-un and all that shit, not to get heated again, but it's just all a byproduct of being politically correct. We can't say whatever we want anymore.
Right.
We can't, you know, because we got to make sure we're not hurting
Creature
McFeelyhands' feelings.
Right. And here's the thing. If I say Merry Christmas to somebody, I don't care if they're offended by me saying Merry Christmas. But if they say, oh, hey, I celebrate Hanukkah, I go, all right, well, happy Hanukkah.
Yeah.
Or, I celebrate Kwanzaa. Well, happy Kwanzaa to you. And if they talk shit to me about how I said Merry Christmas to them, I'll be like, well, an atheist just said Merry Christmas to you, motherfucker. So wrap your head around that for 10 minutes and see who's judgmental.
Yeah. That's why I love you. You break all barriers.
I'm telling you. Listen, we got to finish this list real quick. What have we got left?
Oh, fuck.
There it is. So Sweden. Let's do Sweden.
Sweden and... Since 1966, authorities in Gävle have installed a straw Swedish Yule goat.
What?
Yeah, it's a goat made out of straw.
Right. So who's fucking that?
Almost every other year, vandals have succeeded in burning it down.
Well, see, those vandals got the wrong idea. See, what you do is you take it to a college fraternity, and you bring it to the guys that are pledging, and you tell the college guys, hey, somebody's got to fuck this thing to be in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That hurt.
Right.
Especially when one of those straws of hay got right up your urethra.
And they got to wear a Joseph in the coat of many colors outfit while they do it.
There's another married one in Sweden.
Yeah.
Where if they find fucking, you know, if they find a peeled almond in their dessert, that's fucking weird.
What do they do if they find a peeled almond?
Then they will get married in the next year.
Again with the marriage thing?
So I guess if they throw a fucking almond in your pudding and you're lucky enough, you'll get married.
Listen, we're going to break off from this for 1 second just so we can break up the monotony of this ridiculousness that's going on right now.
With these
tame things. We're going to do something not so tame. We're going to bring you a little bit of Yeah, I Said It Gold. This is I'll Have a Blue Ball Christmas.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. My balls are so blue just thinking about you. I've got a 8-day load that deserves your sweet throat, but you saw fit to leave me on Christmas Eve. I'm a blue ball Christmas without you. Balls would be so blue thinking about you. I'd be doing all right with your face covered in white, but I'll have a blue ball Christmas. My balls are all blue, baby. And it's because you're gone. You know I need you right here, darling. All over my nuts. And you'll be doing just fine, but not me tonight. 'Cause I have a blue ball Christmas. Come back, darling.
You know, if Elvis Presley wasn't dead and was only 40 years old, he'd sound just like that.
Are you sure? That's high praise for yourself.
Is it, or is it high praise for Elvis Presley?
Ooh.
Yeah, that's right.
And when I thought you couldn't take it another level higher, you did.
Yeah. All right, so what goes on in Slovakia? Let's move on down this list.
The most senior man of the house takes a spoonful of pudding and throws it at the ceiling.
Right.
The more that sticks, the better.
Okay, two questions. We're talking American pudding here, or are we talking English pudding? Because English pudding, you could throw that bitch at the ceiling and it ain't none of it sticking because it's basically bread.
Whatever Loksa is. L-O-K-S-A.
Loksa.
Loksa.
Loksa pudding. I don't know. Moving on. Canada?
Yeah, Canada.
Oh, shit.
They recognize the address, Santa Claus, North Pole, Canada, ho, ho, ho. Right. Any letters received bearing this address are both open and replied to.
Really?
Yeah. That's what happens when you're able to have podcasts that have a lot of time.
Do you want to hear something interesting?
Go for it.
I was listening to the radio coming home this afternoon, and they were talking about a new scam on the internet. This company will do a handwritten letter for you to your kids from Santa. For $19.99. Right. And so basically, what they're doing is they're taking your credit card information. Now, they do follow through, from what I understand, with sending you the handwritten letter, which ends their part of the
agreement.
So whatever they do with your credit card information after that, well, that's up in the air, kids. But hey, I know why this is catching on. Because this is how sad America is.
When you have to pay other people.
You are too fucking lazy to write your own goddamn kid a letter from Santa. Like your little retard fucking waterhead baby's gonna know what that shit means. Or that they're even gonna know it's your handwriting. Come on. Let's be real about things. Your kids are stupid. They watch Penguins of Madagascar. They know what time it is.
You know, speaking of kids' movies.
Yeah.
The Minions movie. I'm fucking stoked.
Minions,
Despicable Me fucking gets me.
I don't,
I know you don't.
I gave it a shot, and it's just not my bag, man. I mean, more power to you. I mean, I'm sure for some people it's quite entertaining.
So we're going to end it with America.
We're going to end what with America?
The list.
Oh, shit. We're all the way to us.
All right, USA. Oh, God.
What do we do?
I'm sure you've heard of this.
I
want to do it.
What?
Americans have created a boozy Christmas tradition. Of course, because, you know, if there's anything we can add alcohol to, we will.
Oh, no question.
Called the Running of the Santas.
Right.
Each event sees scores of people dressed as Santa taking part in a large bar crawl. We got to start that shit around here.
Now, you see, there's
At Margarita Republic.
Listen, let me tell you something right here before you go on with that. Do you hear that, people? That's an American tradition, dressing up like Santa Claus and drinking your way across town. Now, if you don't tell me that doesn't sing true to everything Americana, well, then you're probably a fucking communist.
Pope Francis will love you. Bringing it back.
He doesn't sleep with the Bible. He sleeps with a copy of freaking, what was that book that fucking, what's his name wrote?
Karl Marx?
Yeah,
Communist Manifesto?
Yeah, he sleeps with the Communist Manifesto. He has dreams about Stalin being an altar boy.
Oh, God. With that mustache.
Can you imagine a little kid with a mustache like that dusting off Pope Francis's knob?
Oh, God.
And he's got that angry Stalin face.
And you know that he picked him because of that mustache.
Oh, he's like, who wants a mustache ride?
Oh. That's a thick accent, son.
From Big Daddy Stalin. Come on. Up on.
So I'm going to say real quick, you know, because I like to bring it back.
Yeah.
Apparently a Sony lawyer came out. I just caught this on my news feed. Yeah. And he said that, you know, it'll probably be put on Crackle.
So it's going to be put on Crackle then.
Yeah, so it's going to be put online, which is a bitch move still. But
it's a bitch move, but at least we get to see it.
Did you see the scene of him blowing up?
Oh, his head exploding?
Yeah.
No, I didn't. And, you know, I kind of got mad when I heard about it on the radio, because I figured at some point I'd be able to watch an illegal copy of this movie. But I was kind of upset to learn that, but it doesn't really sway me from wanting to watch the movie. I still want to watch it. People having problems with terrorists and threats like that, people jumping the border, and, you know.
You don't say.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I heard a song just the other day about how somebody's grandma got deported by an agent.
Oh, really?
Totally, bro.
Did you maybe make a song about this incident?
I sure did. It's
of course
another,
you did.
Yeah, I said it original. And here you go. Merry Christmas, bitches.
Grandma got deported by an agent coming from our pueblo Christmas Eve. You may say there's no such thing as la migra, but as for me, no pueblo, we believe. She was drinking más cervezas, and we begged for her to stop. That's when she called us sopuñetas and begged for us to top her off. And as she stumbled down the driveway, we could not see her to clear. That's when we saw the red and blue lights, and that's when Abuela disappeared. Oh, Grandma got deported by an agent coming from our pueblo Christmas Eve. Now you may say you don't believe in la migra, but as for me and Abuelo, we believe. Now we're also proud of Grandpa. He's been taking it so good. You've seen him watching Telemundo and drinking beer with the homeboys in the hood. But it's not Christmas without Grandma. All the family's parked out back, and we're all starting to wonder when she going to hop the fence and scurry back. Oh, Grandma got deported by an agent coming from a pueblo Christmas Eve. You may say there's no such thing as la migra, but as for me and Abuelo, we believe. There's enchiladas on the table, and the chips and salsa too. There's a nice fresh cocktail that looks just like Grandma used to do. I've warned all my friends and neighbors, look over your shoulder, watch your back, because you never know when the gringos are going to turn those lights on and circle back. Oh, Grandma got deported by an agent coming from a Pueblo Christmas Eve. You may say you don't believe in La Migra, oh, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Grandma got deported by an agent coming from our Pueblo Christmas Eve. You may say you don't believe in La Migra, but as for me and Abuelo, we believe. Vámonos, burros! Let's go!
Listen, we're not going to get into immigration right here, but that's a funny-ass song. Even if you're a Mexican, that's got to be a funny song.
Poor Grandma.
Yeah, man, she got deported, and you know what? You know, it's going to happen from time to time, but Grandma's wily. I'm sure she'll make it back just fine.
If they could do it in Fast 5, or Fast 4, or whatever it was.
I don't even know. There's been so many of those movies, it's hard to keep track. All I know is Paul Walker's dead.
So, I don't know if you... Oh, why'd you... That's so close to my heart, you dick. Like, Paul Walker, I grew up with him, man. Frosted Tips. Like, Running Scared? That movie is fucking awesome.
Running Scared?
Yeah, it was a great movie. I never where he saw was that. A cop. No, you have to fucking see it. Is it was it? Great, yeah. Was he I'm running? Not even joking. It was awesome.
Yeah?
Yeah, they, like, had him on the ground, and they almost shot a fucking ice hockey puck in his face.
Oh, I always thought of Paul Walker as the guy they put in Fast and the Furious because they needed a white guy.
Vin Diesel wasn't white enough?
No, they were just like, they it's were too like, Italian. We need a blonde-haired, blue-eyed guy so white people will come see this movie. Otherwise, we're not going to make any money because this demographic we're reaching is not going to happen. Seriously, look at it. Look at the movie. Paul Walker is a token white guy.
He is. And besides the guy that dies in the middle of
it. And listen, and you know that once The Rock jumped on board, it was pretty much the Vin Diesel and The Rock show with Paul Walker on the side going, I have a baby now, and I'm married to Vin Diesel's sister, and this is great. And that was pretty much Paul Walker's involvement.
Yeah.
I mean, they could literally hologram Paul Walker into this. They could have saved the money on his brother and hologrammed his ass in there. Because nobody would notice. He only had four parts since The Rock showed up.
Oh, I love The Rock. That man's awesome. So, I don't know if we talked about, or if you talked about this on the last Christmas cast.
Mm.
We'll call it the Christmas cast.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite Christmas movie, Jesse?
Well, I told my girlfriend we were going to watch it. And it is Scrooged with Bill Murray.
That's fucking great. That's like number two on my list.
I love that movie so much. Just this classic Bill Murray, man.
Yeah. And I mean, go into a little, don't spoil it for her. I mean, it's the classic tale of Scrooge, right, right.
But with a modern twist.
Yeah.
Right. It's just, it's a classic in my book. Okay, so go. So what's your favorite Christmas movie?
My favorite Christmas movie.
Right.
Is Die Hard. Because if there's anything I love, it's Christmas and explosions. And so, and that has both, that hits two requisites.
Yeah, come out to Los Angeles, we'll have a few drinks, we'll have a few laughs. Got a lighter out inside the fucking air duct.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. I love that movie. And then Elf. If you're going for true Christmas, Elf.
Elf?
I love Elf.
I thought you said Alf for a second. I was like, Alf had a no, great Elf Christmas is great, special.
Has great songs.
Yeah.
Will Ferrell to me is still like, I love one of much, the funniest people.
I love pretty much every Will Ferrell movie he's made, except for Casa de mi Padre.
What?
And not because it's...
Are you kidding me?
And not because it's in Spanish, but because, like, I don't know, man. Will Ferrell doesn't... I don't know. It's not the same.
It was supposed to be a cheesy, bad movie.
Right.
And that's... Joe, no, say. Oh, God. That whole fucking
They're making
part
Step Brothers 2.
I know.
And I'm worried, though, because, like, where do you go with Step Brothers 2?
You got to add someone else.
Well, there's got to be. Yeah, there's got to be
and
some
And I
sort
vote
of...
for Dave Franco. Or yeah. James Franco.
James Franco would be good. Seth Rogen would be good.
That dude.
But he was already in it.
All right, let's talk about something.
Yeah.
Let's go to, because I love watching SNL during the holidays.
See, I love watching SNL 20 years ago during the holidays.
They did this sketch with Kenan Thompson.
Oh.
And it was so great.
The kid from Good Burger.
It was a black Santa, but he's not Santa, he's something Claus.
Right.
And it's for all the naughty kids out there.
Right.
Because everybody gets something.
Right.
And he doesn't give out Christmas gifts. He gives out cash.
So what clause is he?
White envelopes. He's something clause.
He's something clause?
Because everybody getting something.
Oh. See, when you said something, I thought you were covering for a certain word we're not allowed to say. No. I was like, I thought you were like, that's nigga clause.
Oh, God. I wasn't dropping
that. We can't say that.
Well, you just did.
Well, yeah, but I was illustrating the point.
So...
Because you said Kenan, I thought, well, you know, I don't even know if Saturday Night Live could get away with that, but
no.
That would be the route I would go if I had Saturday Night Live. I'd be like, Kenan, do this. And Kenan would be like, we can do that? I'd be like, yeah. Drop that Good Burger shit and get on the realness.
See, old and busted?
I grew up with Homie Claus, and that was Damon Wayans. And to me, any kind of black Santa Claus, it's got to be Damon Wayans.
Yeah.
Homie Claus? Perfect, man. Big old fucking sock full of quarters. He'd beat the shit out of people with it. Homie, don't play that.
But yeah, man, I love Christmas. Like, I know we keep bringing that around because it's just, it fills our lives.
It's a fun holiday. And it's the last holiday before New Year's. And it lets you know that soon all you'll have left is that sham of a holiday, Valentine's Day, to go through. And then you're done until Easter, which is another horseshit holiday that Hallmark gave us. Oh, speaking of Hallmark, love this. They actually have an atheist Christmas card now, Hallmark does.
Really?
Yeah. It says, please enjoy this non-denominational winter scene. It's got like mountains with like a buck standing on it and stuff and snow. And it goes, you open it up, it says, you heathen.
Are you kidding me?
No, I was like,
that's a legit Hallmark card?
Yeah. I was like, leave it. I was like, somebody has to get me that for Christmas or I'm going to be upset. And not only that, but like, it just made me think Hallmark pretty much has a card for everything. You know, Hallmark probably has a card for like, hey, heard you got AIDS. Sorry. Like, oh, your pet died? That's a shame. Hey, good luck on your second abortion.
Oh, it goes just as smooth as the first.
Right. They say the second one is the hardest.
Oh, God.
Have you seen the 4D sonogram? You still want to go through with this? She's like, yes, I do.
Fourth dimension sonogram.
Have you seen those?
What the fuck does that even mean?
I don't know. Somehow they, like, get in there and, like, they make your baby, like, uber regenerate fast, like, in the thing. I don't even know what the hell I'm saying right now. They get in there. They shoot all kinds of shit in there. They make pictures, man.
You got to think awesome. That's got to fuck with the baby. Like, you got to think there's some rays that's fucking with that kid, and he's going to grow up to have a fucking eighth arm or something.
He's going
to
have an eighth arm.
Yeah. It's going to be weird enough he has 3 through 7.
Well, maybe he'll get a third leg.
If only he's lucky.
You know... What's it gotta be like when you're, you know, when you're Jewish? Because I gotta say, like, Christmas is great. You get all your presents on one day. And I knew this Jewish kid when I was growing up. He lived in my neighborhood. And man, his presents were shitty most days. Like, he got 8 days and only 2 of them at the end were worth it. Like, the rest of it was
you
like...
Well, yeah, because you gotta think. I mean, I don't know about you. I don't know how your family does Christmas. But my mom usually does... one big gift and, like, 2 or 3 small ones.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's, you know, the thing you want the most, and then, like, there's socks and underwear. There you go.
So, but they've got 8 days.
Right, of presents.
So, here's some post-it notes. Right. Here's a notebook for school.
Here's a dreidel. Have fun with this 8th century crap.
How cool would it be if they made a Beyblade dreidel? That'd be awesome.
A what? A Beyblade dreidel?
Yeah, have you not...
What the fuck's a Beyblade?
Okay. It's a show for kids. That was, like, whenever I was in middle school.
Really?
And, like, they fucking... It's Spinning Tops the Battle. It's fucking awesome.
Spinning... So it's like Battle Juice.
Battle Juice.
Right. Yeah, it's just like, dreidel, I choose you.
Oh, my God.
Watch out for my dreidel zord, and it hits him with his curly locks. Oh. Just takes the other ones out.
The other one throws his yarmulke and, like, frisbees it. That'd be great.
Santa, make my wish come true. All I want is Christmas for Jews. Oh, shit.
Hanukkah's cool, though.
Hanukkah is cool.
I mean, I just...
Latkes. Potato latkes.
Ooh.
With sour cream. Oh, yeah.
I like... I mean, any Christmas...
Well, what's your favorite Christmas food?
My favorite Christmas food?
Yeah, your favorite, like if you're going to eat the Christmas... The quintessential Christmas dinner with the ham or whatever and all the accoutrement, what will fucking totally ruin your Christmas dinner if it's not at that table when you sit down?
Turkey, always.
Turkey?
I love turkey.
Fuck,
tell
a fancy
you what.
Bag. I don't even know if I would eat... I don't like turkey.
What?
I like turkey on a sandwich.
Turkey is like my favorite.
Yeah.
See, what about you?
So that would... I mean, but that's a staple. That's like meat or ham or whatever. But I mean, there's...
I hate ham.
What?
If ham is at the table, I will fucking walk away from Christmas dinner.
What, are you out of your goddamn mind?
I hate it.
What?
Yeah, I just don't like ham.
How is that even possible?
Bacon all day, but fucking turkey, like, ham is gross. You're, I just can't eat. I think it's disgusting.
You have lost your goddamn mind.
Oh, well. Different ham. Strokes for different folks.
Yeah, but those folks all liked ham. Moving right along. But I mean, okay, no, not main dish, but like, if this meal doesn't have this quintessential Christmas food for you, like what would be that besides like the main course? Because everybody's gonna have meat.
Yeah.
Fuck. I know for me, the deal breaker is not having the green bean casserole.
Green bean casserole?
Fuck yes.
I don't think I've ever had green bean casserole.
What kind of communist non shit household do you fucking live in? Did you grow up in North Korea? How were you deprived?
We have like hash brown casserole.
Well, that's for breakfast.
That's any... Listen, I love breakfast. Fuck you. I could eat breakfast for dinner.
Listen, hash brown casserole's fine, but it ain't green bean casserole. See, and green bean casserole, a lot of people see they use cream of mushroom, right?
Right.
But the best soup to use instead of cream of mushroom is cream of chicken with garlic and herbs.
Ooh.
And that makes a better green bean casserole for me. And what I do is, you know how you put the French's onion rings on top, right? For the crispy part. But just before that's done, pop the oven open, bacon crumble the top of that bitch.
Oh.
Right?
That sounds great.
Right? And then I sprinkle shavings of smoked Gouda cheese on top. Mm. Bam.
Oh, fuck. Food boner.
Yeah. Green bean casserole with bacon crumbles and smoked Gouda. You heard it right here on the I Said It. That is some bomb-ass shit for your
holiday.
You
gotta save me some.
Oh.
For next Friday.
I'm not even thinking, I don't even know if I'm gonna make it this time. I don't know what's going on. Apparently we're having this big breakfast thing. And it's gonna be all breakfast stuff.
Because I mean, breakfast is great.
Well, because apparently we're doing Christmas dinner thing at my sister's on Christmas Eve. At the little Christmas party she's throwing. And then we're gonna do this big, huge breakfast thing for Christmas morning. And then it's basically you're on your own for Christmas dinner. But I'm thinking I'm going to take the girlfriend and we're going to take our happy asses.
To KFC?
No, not to KFC. Nice segue back into that, though. No, we're going to go to freaking eat Chinese food, man.
Ooh, yeah.
Which, you know, brings me
back. They're always open on Christmas.
Of course they are, which brings me back to one of, like, my favorite Christmas movies again, which is A Christmas Story, which my dad absolutely loves, and we watch pretty much all 24 hours of the 24 hours of A Christmas Story on TBS.
It's a staple. Jesus. It's a staple.
It's a great movie.
Because you don't get to watch it any other time of year. No. So you got to get 24 hours of it in.
I have a hard time watching after like the first time. That's I can't really. I mean, it's cool and all. Like, I can watch parts, but I don't want to be like, oh look, it's a it's Ralphie. He's gonna shoot his eye out.
And there's the leg.
The Krampus's dog. Oh, you know, come to think about it, there's something we probably never noticed before. There's a Krampus in A Christmas Story. Mind blown. It's the Krampuses. He calls them the Krampuses. The next door neighbors that have the dogs are the Krampuses. Or no, are they the Bumpuses?
Fuck, it's close enough.
Is it Krampuses? Because if it is Krampuses, that's like a double Christmas Story. Fuck you. That's like we got A Christmas Story, but then we're going to drop some secret knowledge in you and call the neighbors next door the Krampuses. But, bam, the Krampus is a scary fucking Austrian devil guy that'll take your children to hell.
And beat them with sticks.
Yeah.
Fuck, that's crazy. We got to look that up. Or you could tweet at us, whatever.
Right. Well, we're going to have another Christmas song right now. And this song is one that's near and dear to my heart. It's called Christmas Porno.
Stroke on my, suck on my cock, play with my balls while I diddle your twat. Sucking and fucking is lots of fun. The Christmas porno rock has begun. So lick on my, stroke on my, suck on my cock, I'll titty fuck you while I diddle her twat. A threesome with a mom and daughter pair with no pussy hair. It's the right time to hit from behind. Wanna work that ass all day. Play with the shaft time and work the boss time. Hey baby, one finger in the ass ain't gay. So giddy up, slop the knob, work on that meat. Get ready for the money shot. You make my balls tingle and I shoot my skeet, yeah. The Christmas porno rocks.
Oh, it feels so good.
Oh, it's the right time to hit from behind. I wanna pound that ass all day. It's work the shaft time, play with my boss time. Hey baby, one finger in the ass ain't gay. So giddy up, slap my knob, work on that meat. Get ready for the money shot. You make my balls tingle and I shoot my skeet, yeah. That's Christmas porno, the Christmas porno, the Christmas porno rocks. Oh, ho!
You have a gift. Every time I think you're going to stop and you might have pushed the envelope far enough.
I think I told you, like I've never read the book, I've never seen this envelope. I just make stuff that makes me laugh that I think other people will enjoy. It's that song especially is just, you know, it's very abrasive for somebody that's not prepared for that sort of thing. But
you should have given a little segue, just a
parental guidance suggestion.
Yeah, I mean, in case they didn't know already,
right?
Oh man.
So, I wanted to talk about this, dude. Check this out. Get this. So, R. Kelly has come out publicly and said that Bill Cosby should be thrown into prison, that he's a weirdo and a freak.
Who the fuck is R. Kelly to call someone a weirdo and a freak?
The guy that wants to piss on your 15-year-old.
I know. Gee.
It's called Bill Cosby should be arrested.
You know,
you can tell our Kelly he can suck it.
I just, God, way to take it back to last week. But that's just fucked up. Fuck you, R. Kelly.
Yeah, man. How, I
bet you fucked your own music.
He probably fucked Janis Dickinson, and that's what's going on right now.
He's mad because he found out Bill Cosby was in on his game.
Janis Dickinson had the jungle fever. Remember that being a term? Isn't that hilarious?
That was a term?
Yeah, that used to be a term, man, in the 90s. Like, if you were a white guy or a white girl and you, you know, had sexual relations with a black person, you had the jungle fever. Now, that in and of itself sounds to me like a very racist statement. You're not saying, like, I mean, like, I don't know one black person that lives in the jungle.
The racist shit we, like, that used to go around.
And it was, but, like, that was something that was even culturally acceptable to say in the 90s. I'm sure maybe in African-American circles, probably not so much when people would say that they wouldn't. But you know what? Hey.
You know Betty down the street. She's got a case of that jungle fever.
Be like, shit, she's got Ebola? We're getting the fuck out of this neighborhood.
No, that's how it'd go now. Be like,
no, she fucks black guys. Oh. So?
God.
So do I.
Whoa, Gary.
TMI. It's just a little too much. It's just, you know, brace yourselves.
So what do you do? What do you, because we haven't done a Christmas cast together. What do you do special for the holidays with your family? Besides, like, dinner.
Well, we do what we always do as a family, and this is probably why I'm like, I am the way I am, is we spend most of the day finding ways to belittle other people. And I mean that in the most sincere, non-threatening sort of way. We just, like, we'll be watching movies or Christmas specials or whatever, and we will literally pick apart everything those people are and each other.
Yeah.
It's open season. And it's fun because it's something only family can do.
Yeah.
To other family is point out their shortcomings.
I think my favorite. Very accurately. I think my favorite thing that ever happened during Christmas was one year, my cousin was, we were all hanging out, and
right.
I don't remember relations very well, like cousins and aunts and right. whatever. But
so you fucked one on accident?
No.
I was going a whole nother way there. Wow. I don't know who these people are. She was cute. She said she'd give me a handy. I was like, all right.
So my one aunt was yelling at her kid to take out the trash, and so he went and picked up one of the other family members and started to walk away.
It's fucked up.
Oh yeah, it's dirty. Like, but we do the same shit. Like, that's, I love it. I love, you know.
Like, so are you guys kissing cousins? Nah, we're fucking cousins. Yeah, we did that kissing stuff, and then it, you know, it did its natural progression.
Only in Bama.
Into other things, in Mississippi.
My family does. We go to theme parks. We do
go to theme parks.
Grinchmas.
I can't get to my family. I can't get my family into a theme park any time of the year. Like, much less getting them there on a holiday.
Really?
Yeah, man. You know, for some family members, the holidays are pretty depressing.
Yeah.
You know,
I don't blame you.
Some of them, you know, borderline suicidal.
What?
Yeah, man. I had this one cousin, man. This guy. He even wrote a song about it.
Did he now?
That was his suicide note. He did it to a Christmas song.
He's got issues.
It's called Let Me Go. Oh, fuck. Here we go, I guess. Weather outside is frightful, but suicide sounds so delightful. Just throw my body out into the snow. And let me go, let me go, let me go. Well, don't you go try and stop it, or it's your head I'll be a popping. I got one cyanide capsule to go. Let me go, let me go, let me go. When I finally say goodnight, oh, my brains will be all over the floor. I'll still be holding on to my gun tight, and my body may
still be warm. Well, the thought of slowly dying, hey man, that ain't satisfying. Throw my body out into the snow. Let me go, let me go, let me go.
I really fucking hate the holidays. It's depressing, you know? All alone, again. I'm gonna fucking do it this time, I swear to God.
When I finally say goodnight, oh, my brains will be all over the floor. I'll still be holding on to my gun tight, and my body may still be warm. Well, the thought of slowly dying ain't never satisfying. I got one cyanide capsule to go. Let me go, go, let me go.
Holy shit, man. You know, see, I'm telling you, that's why you can't get everybody into a theme park. Some people carry demons on the holidays, especially. You know, it's a dark time for some people.
And when they've had too much, you take them on the Haunted Mansion and they get loose. They'll fucking jump out. That's bad.
That's happened?
I don't know if that's happened, but I know that, like, I've heard of people jumping out of, like, the boat rides and shit, like Pirates of the Caribbean and stuff like that.
But, and what happens? Nothing. What are they're jumping out and doing what?
They get kicked out of the fucking theme park.
Oh, well, who gives a shit about
that?
I mean, I'm sure
someone's gotten chewed
up
by that.
No, I thought, like, something nefarious happened. Like, they jumped out of the boat and were electrocuted by the current in the water, or
I'd imagine that, like, you know. Because you know those boats are pulled.
Right.
So I'd imagine maybe someone got their leg chewed up by the gear.
See, that's the kind of stuff I want to see.
Yeah,
you know?
I know.
I'm the kind of person that's upset when he's not at a natural disaster, but safely at a distance where he can watch and still enjoy.
Yeah.
Right.
We're a little fucked up here, but it's okay.
But it's true. Like, I'll be watching the news sometimes, and I'll see the story that's really fucked up, and I'll be like, whoa, that's fucking cool.
That's like, oh, it's sad, but Jersey, like, when the theme park went to the ocean,
right?
That was fucking awesome to watch.
Oh, dude, wasn't it?
It was
like during
so
the
hurt, cool.
The Superstorm Sandy and all that?
Yeah.
Which, you know.
I mean, a lot of sad shit there, but, I mean.
Those hurricane victims of Sandy, man, they got off light. You know what I mean? Let me tell you why. Because property taxes are so goddamn expensive up there. You know, they fucking got their insurance paid from their homes being lost. And then they sold that worthless piece of shit lot for like $2.5 million. And then they moved down here to bitch and moan and complain. Merry
Christmas.
Where
they're going to get hit by more hurricanes.
Right. That's what I find ironic, is that they all moved from New York and New Jersey to a place that gets the most hurricanes per capita, probably, of anywhere in the country. And they're like, ah, home sweet home. Because it's warm and the taxes are low.
Snowbirds for Christmas. You know, being in Florida, we get to see the real animal in people when they come down here.
The real animal?
Yeah.
I mean,
fucking golf carts everywhere.
You know, golf cart people just, they have no concept of the road. They will cut off trucks twice their size. They will do all of these things and not even give
no, because they're on the
concern to their safety.
They're on
or
death's
others.
Doorway, anyways.
They're like, fuck it. They're just gonna do what they want, dude. They're just gonna do what they want. Like, I don't know if I'm gonna be that way when I'm older. I think I'm probably gonna be a lot worse. I'm probably gonna be the Walter Matthau of the Odd Couple. It's basically what's gonna happen. Grumpy old men, I will be the grumpiest. But I think it's going to be a good Christmas, man. I'm really
stoked.
Looking forward to the day itself.
I've got the great gift of my buddy here. I've got the great gift of this podcast and all you guys.
And reaching out to everybody and wishing you a Merry Christmas. You know, we came in with some metal-ass Christmas music.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And I think on this holiday episode of Yeah, I Said It, this Christmas especial, while we can still have the freedom in this country to say these things to you on the internet, and while we can still watch movies that North Korea allows us to,
we're going to go out on some hardcore metal Christmas music for everybody out there. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Kwanzaa, I guess. And yeah. Happy solstice, you heathens.
Yeah. Happy solstice, you heathens.
Merry Christmas, everybody. I'm Jesse Shadoos.
I'm David Ward.
Merry Christmas. Peace.